before most of the people came, but even since. And of course, the day that he did come, that was just wonderful. And so we have a couple of testimonies that we're going to share. And so if you'd like to come and just share what the Lord has done for you.
I had cervical cancer, and they had to cut it out, and then they cut some more out a second time, and they told me that there was a lot more to cut out, and I was really scared because with cervical cancer, if you lose your uterus, you lose the ability to have children. And so I was really scared, and I didn't want to go back and have them cut anymore. So I took a year off from going to the doctor, and then when I went back to the doctor, I was completely cured, and I had been praying nonstop for God to cure me of cancer, and he cured me of cancer.
You guys are just waiting for your worship team. Gotcha. Okay, you guys. Come on up. Thank you.
God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. You're supposed to say God is good. See, we do that at the jail. And the inmates know what to say. I say God is good, they say all the time. And then I say all the time, and they say God is good. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
That's right. Amen. Well, I'm here to testify of God's goodness because last Friday, I went with a team to the music facility. And there were 58 women in the first service, and 10 of them gave their lives to the Lord. Praise God. And about 10 more rededicated their lives to the Lord. And some of them signed up for the Narrow Way Bible study we do by mail. And I would really appreciate, I'm going again today, I'm going to Theo Lacey with a different team. And I would really appreciate if you write a little note and put it on your refrigerator and keep the jail ministry in prayer because God's doing great things and there's great need in the jails. And we have a Narrow Way Bible study, which is the Bible lessons we offer the inmates through the mail. And if you're interested in helping, Bill and Alice are in charge of that. And all you do is correct lessons that they send in as their homework, but they're learning the word. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God.
Both of you, come on up, because you guys are both involved. And there was an activity that was called the... I'm going to give this microphone to you, and I'm going to turn on my other one, because you're going to have to talk back.
All right.
Sweatcheroo, look at that. There was an activity called the 30... our famine last weekend that was combined with an activity for Janitors for Jesus. Tell us just real quick what Janitors for Jesus is and the connection of Janitors for Jesus with our church.
Janitors for Jesus started 2 years ago when my neighbor, John Whiteriver, who was the commander of the American Legion just next door, his wife fell, they have no children, he needed help, and their house was extra, extra dirty. And the city was going to kick him out. So what Janitors for Jesus is all about, after we helped that sweet old man clean up his house and everything, he just passed away last month, still helping his wife. But the city code enforcement people call us. We don't go hunting these jobs down. They call us when they're about to kick out a senior citizen or a veteran in the city of Orange, who their house has gotten away from them and the neighbors are calling and turning them in. So it's not a pretty thing, but it's a great ministry. And it wasn't anything I was starting to do. I have a cleaning business for 22 years, so I know how to clean. And the city knew I had a heart to help people. So once they saw what we did at project number one, they keep calling, Lori, we're gonna kick out this veteran. And I, of course, say, you can't kick out a veteran, that's an American. So we go over, we fix whatever's wrong, and we don't charge them. That's the beauty of it, because it's very, very expensive to clean up these disgusting, really, really, you've seen the TV show Hoarding Houses. It's not smell-o-vision, but let me tell you, in real life, there's smell is a big factor. So that's what we do.
Okay, and how are you connected with our church?
Brenda and Mark came to me and said, we want to help. And so we've now got Janitors for Jesus under the nonprofit here at the church, where now we're going and getting donations because my savings is dry. But God has provided for 2 years helping. We're on Project 14 now. 2 years ago, we were on Project 1. It's just really exciting. And then Brenda connected me to other churches, and Plaza Bible Church is now kind of the hub where other churches are coming to hear and say, let us help too with Janitors for Jesus. And that's how the 30-day fair, which this young man participated in, they did that experience. And at the end of their 30-hour famine, not 30-day, did I say 30-day?
It's okay, you're looking good.
30-hour. Yeah, they showed up and they helped on 3 houses last week, and we had 3 Janitor for Jesus projects going simultaneously, and 35 kids showed up. He was the youngest. I've never had. How old are you?
I'm 11.
I started to say 12. Okay.
You can't fudge in church.
He's almost 12.
Tell your friends on the street, I'm 12, but not church.
But he showed up. He's the youngest volunteer we've ever had, and he stayed at the house where the lady's in a wheelchair, and she fell in love with him. He was just so helpful, and it was an incredible experience for me. I don't have children. Honestly, I didn't think these young kids had it in them, but I was wrong, and they proved me wrong. So these young kids showed up, and I really believe, Mark, it was because the 30 hours before they showed up, they were reading scripture. I don't know what was all going on with the 30 hours.
Asking.
Yeah, what was going on before they showed up?
The reason we did the 30-hour famine is because every hour they gave a few dollars for Japan and some other places where they had natural disasters. And what we were doing is we had these necklace things that had a child on them, and we were representing that child. And we had our own groups, and we had to actually make houses out of cardboard, and we slept in them for the night. My group, we didn't make it to waterproof, so it got completely destroyed in the middle of the night. Yep, really hard. So we slept in the chapel, and then the next day we went and did Janitors for Jesus, and we had to clean out this big garage full of stuff. Yeah, it took a few hours. Yes. And Miss Brenda led worship, and we had worship there. And as soon as the 30 hours was over, we did communion. That was the best communion I've ever had. And when it was over, one of the older high school kids named AJ asked me to pray for him. So we went to the personal prayer room, or the PP room. And I prayed for him in tongues. At first, he had no idea what I was talking about. Yes, and then we had lasagna. It was very delicious. Yes, and then I just then it was over.
I need volunteers. We actually did these 3 houses, and out of that garage where he emptied out all the stuff, we were supposed to get a dumpster this week, and it fell through. We didn't get one of those big 40 cubic yard dumpsters, So all that stuff has been rained on, what, three times now in the driveway. And so now we're going to have to shovel it and put it in a wheelbarrow because it's probably, you know, close to mush. But we need volunteers. We have a dumpster being delivered tomorrow, and there's still a dumpster at another house. It's both outside work. So if anybody's interested, please see me after church. We've got the dumpster for 7 days, and we just need to finish this project, these two projects. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So if anybody asks you, one of the many ministries of Plaza Bible Church is Janitors for Jesus. And so we can be very proud to continue to support the good work that Lori is doing and all of that. And I would encourage you to, and I think part of the reason is on the behest of Carol Kennedy, who I talked to last night, because that's on her street. And she wants to make sure that this stuff gets cleaned up fast, right, Daryl? It's your street too, right? So that's
not bothering
you. You're not volunteering then, is that what you're saying? You're praying about it. Be free, brother. Will you join me as we